Once in a while, something happens that is so unusual, even those who don't normally pay attention have got to stop and take notice. Halley's Comet, for example, only comes along once every 75 years. Man has landed on the moon just 6 times in the history of the universe. And Lindsay Lohan goes to jail. No, wait, that happens almost every week. Well, this week, Detroit sports fans got Halley's Comet, a moon landing, and a clean and sober Lindsay Lohan all wrapped up into one. The Tigers clinched the American League Central Division, and even more shockingly, the Lions won their 3rd straight game. That's right. It's September 30th, and both the Tigers and the Lions are in first place. Go find a newspaper, if you can find one, pull out the standings, and get them laminated. This might not happen again in our lifetimes. That's no exaggeration. By 1934, Detroit's 3 big league teams, the Lions, the Tigers, and the Red Wings, had never won a championship in their combined 45 attempts. But that year, the Red Hot Tigers won 101 games and faced the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. When the Cardinals star pitcher Dizzy Dean heard the Tigers manager say, "We think we can win," Dizzy Dean replied, "If they're thinking, they already licked." Apparently so. Dizzy Dean's team won in 7 games. The next year, 1935, was the nadir of the Depression, with the world slipping toward war. The Motor City needed a distraction, and the Tigers provided a great one when they took their first World Series. A couple months later, the Lions won their first NFL title, and just 4 months after that, the Red Wings won their first Stanley Cup. They called Detroit, hang on to your hat here, the City of Champions. No city has pulled that trifecta since, and Detroit hasn't come close. In the 70s, not one Detroit team won a title, a glorious 0-for-40 stretch. People started calling the Lions the Lie Downs, the Red Wings the Dead Things, and the Tigers, well, everyone pretty much agreed just calling them the Tigers was bad enough. Hard times were these. The Tigers were even worse in the 90s, then topped that in 2003 by losing 119 games, an American League record. But manager Jim Leyland, an old salty dog with a gray mustache yellowed from chain smoking, led them back to the World Series in 2006, and he might just do it again this year. The Tigers' resurgence is surprising. The Lions' return to mediocrity is positively shocking. The Lions are one of only 2 NFL teams who have failed to make it to every single Super Bowl, and the only team in NFL history to lose all 16 games, a perfect mark that no one, by definition, can ever break. What makes this story even better are the long-suffering fans that stuck with their teams during those down decades and the dynasties who own them. The Ford family owns the Lions and a large part of a certain car company. The Ilitches founded Little Caesars Pizza and now own the Tigers and the Red Wings, too. Both families have invested heavily in the city. They have never threatened to move their teams to Nashville, and they desperately want their teams to win. But their teams have not always cooperated. But this might be the year. Okay, the Pistons are almost as non-existent as they were in 1935, but the Red Wings are good as always, the Tigers have a real chance with the American League's top pitcher, and the Lions, well, the Lions are undefeated. I can't recall saying that in October. No, the success of these teams does not solve Detroit's problems, but they make people feel better, and they bring us together. And if it all goes right, then maybe, just maybe, Detroiters will party like it's 1935.